T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. You may hate staying at home, but today it's probably a good idea. We are feeling the very strong effects from Tropical Storm Faye. Let's get the latest live with 1010 Winds AccuWeather meteorologist John Furyk.
Well, Susan, we do have some rain falling, and some of it's pretty heavy across the area right now, especially across the five boroughs from Manhattan through portions of Staten Island, now into Brooklyn and Queens, really getting hit hard, and western portions of Nassau County as well. We still have a lot of heavy rain across much of North Jersey right now. As rain is going to continue for the next several hours, it's going to come in waves. Sometimes it'll let up, but other times it'll come down pretty heavy. But by the time things wrap up later on tonight, we'll have about 1 to 3 inches of rain in most spots. And the winds are starting to pick up as well. We're seeing some gusts of 40 and 50 miles per hour. We will be seeing that into the evening hours, especially across Long Island. And then things will improve as we head into tomorrow. Susan?
Our Sonia Rincon is braving the elements in Brooklyn, but something tells me her fabulous hair still looks fabulous. Where are you, Sonia?
I'm in downtown Brooklyn by Cadman Plaza, and very soggy. And the hair is all soaked. The shoes are all soaked. This rain will slow down and then pick up again. And those heavy bands of downpours have left the sidewalks with water just streaming down them. So there's really nowhere to avoid stepping in the water and getting your shoes soggy. So that's what I'm dealing with right now. The rain is just pooling and ponding. The wind has not been too bad, at least not yet. And I've been here talking to MTA officials at their headquarters for their hydraulic subdivision of their infrastructure group, which has been gearing up for this, deploying people to clear out all the flood-prone areas so that they can drain easily. And they tell me that they have trucks out there with teams ready to respond to any flooding. There's been a lot of new infrastructure since Hurricane Sandy, particularly to deal with storm surges. And that's not expected to be an issue with this storm, since it's not a hurricane. Those construction zones that caused flooded subway stations in the last couple of summers, those are gone. And the system does have a network of pumps that can get a lot of this rainwater out, as long as there's somewhere for it to go. And that's into the city's storm drain system, which will certainly be tested in this weather. Sonia Rincon, 1010 Winds, soggy and live in downtown Brooklyn.
As always, stay with 1010 Winds and 1010winds.com for the very latest. Some reopening news to report. New York State is lifting the ban on visitors at nursing homes and long-term care facilities. But there are some conditions in place. The facilities will have to have been free of COVID-19 cases for at least 28 days. And all guests will undergo temperature checks. You've got to wear masks and stay socially distant. Speaking of masks, they are also part of the rules if you want to go to the mall, which reopened today as part of Phase 4 on Long Island. Our Carol DiOria is at Roosevelt Field.
It wasn't exactly a grand reopening of the Roosevelt Field Mall. There was no marching band to herald in the shoppers. It was raining heavily, and no mall official was there to join Nassau County Executive Laura Curran at a news conference. She had pushed hard to have the malls reopen. They all closed March 19th because of the pandemic. But Roosevelt Field is now open. However, the mall capacity is limited to 50% of what it was, and the hours of operation are shorter.
Sunday is noon to 6. Every other day is 11 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Only about 60 of the mall's 200 stores are actually open for business. The rest will open as they become ready. The food court is only open for takeout, and of course, you must wear a mask and stay 6 feet apart. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at Roosevelt Field Mall.
Looks like New Yorkers are loving the love, Gov. Governor Cuomo's handling of the coronavirus and the economy have resulted in his highest approval ratings of his career. 60% of registered voters in a new NBC4 New York Marist College poll say the governor is doing either an excellent or good job. Compare that to just 38% in March of last year. And it's not just Democrats who are giving the governor a thumbs up. 28% of Republican voters approve as well. President Trump again threatening to withhold federal funding for school systems that don't open classrooms come the fall.
Keeping at it, but not answering questions about what he would consider open, the president tweets, "Now that we have witnessed it on a large-scale basis and firsthand, virtual learning has proven to be terrible compared to in-school or on-campus learning. Not even close. Schools must be open in the fall. If not open, why would the federal government give funding? It won't."
The CDC has put out guidelines for reopening schools, but said it would soon unveil more tools to help officials and parents make a decision. The final decision is up to governors. 73 degrees. It is heavily raining. The humidity 96%. The winds northeast at 14, gusting to 22 miles an hour. 73. We're headed down to 72. But Jeffrey Epstein's former confidant is asking to be released on bail while she awaits trial. Correspondent Aaron Katursky has the story.
Far from hiding, defense attorney said Ghislaine Maxwell has been living in the U.S. since 1991 and has not left the country once since Jeffrey Epstein's arrest a year ago, despite knowing she was under criminal investigation. She did not flee, her lawyers said, but rather left the public eye. Defense attorneys also argued for her release on bail because of coronavirus. If she continues to be detained, the defense said her health will be at serious risk and she will not be able to receive a fair trial. Maxwell instead proposed a $5 million bond, home confinement, and limited visitors.
A bond hearing is scheduled for Tuesday. Maxwell is charged with helping lure at least three underage girls to have sex with Jeffrey Epstein. She has denied any wrongdoing. 1010 Winds has been checking in with Holy Name Hospital in Teaneck, New Jersey throughout the pandemic, and our Glenn Shuck is back with a promising update.
Considering what Holy Name Medical Center went through as one of the original hotspots in the country of the coronavirus, treating thousands, several hundred lives lost, today's news is stunning. Zero coronavirus patients are currently here.
We're probably the first one to come down to zero, but I think other places will hopefully do the same. I don't think we're going to stay at zero. I think we're going to have a slow, steady stream of patients, but we're not seeing anything that would suggest that we're anywhere near another surge, but I want to caution people.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Adam Jarrett cautioning because he wants everyone to keep wearing masks, even outdoors if you're in a crowd. He was a skeptic once, too.
I was the first person in the very early stages of this to actually be a little bit skeptical about the concept of masks, but because we've been ingenious as a country and are using all sorts of face covers and not using hospital masks, but if they're even going to prevent one person from getting infected, how can we not respect and love each other enough to not do that?
Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, here in Teaneck.
The city is taking steps to try to stem the recent surge in shootings.
The mayor is launching a community-based safety program to deal with the violence that's escalated throughout the city.
We will take back our streets in Harlem and all over our city, but we're going to do it from the ground up.
It starts this weekend with civilian leaders standing vigil on street corners. Aisha Saiku has long been involved in anti-violence projects. She says her organization was summoned during a recent dispute in a barber shop.
Everybody as a community came out. We were able to interrupt a situation that could have ended in a fatality.
Additional police will be assigned to the area, particularly to known hotspots. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.